From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's out with sweeping proposals to address gun violence. Today, he cautioned that parts of it will only pass if the American people demand it. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the initiatives outlined this afternoon in Washington include a renewed ban on assault weapons and a requirement that every gun buyer undergo a background check.
President Obama says the legislative push for action to address gun violence will not be easy. Gun rights advocates have already promised stiff resistance. But Mr. Obama hopes to mobilize public support for new gun control measures in the wake of last month's deadly shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School.
This is our first task as a society, keeping our children safe. This is how we will be judged.
The president is already taking some actions that don't require congressional approval, such as ordering more data included in background checks and freeing government researchers to study the causes of gun violence. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
There's been another attack on Afghanistan's intelligence agency, the second in 6 weeks. Police say Taliban suicide bombers crashed their minivan into the gate of the agency's Kabul offices. Insurgents in a second minivan pulled up and attempted to storm the gate. One person was killed. Dozens of people were wounded. A hostage crisis involving dozens of foreigners is unfolding in Algeria. State media report Islamist insurgents have kidnapped 41 people, including 7 Americans. They may have also killed as many as 3 people. Police say the standoff began when militants raided a gas facility before dawn. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports an al-Qaeda-linked group says it is behind the raid.
The attack and abductions in southern Algeria are believed to have been launched from neighboring Mali, where French forces moved in last week to try to halt an advance southwards by Islamist fighters. The militants are vowing retaliatory action against the French. An al-Qaeda-affiliated group is claiming responsibility for the kidnappings, saying these are payback for Algeria authorizing France to use its airspace for strikes on the Islamists in Mali. The reported abduction of the foreign workers in Algeria at a gas plant jointly operated by BP, Norway Statoil and the Algerians is raising fears that the French military intervention in Mali may prompt more Islamist revenge raids. Afabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Multiple explosions in Syria's northern Idlib province are blamed in at least 22 deaths. Today's attack comes a day after explosions at a university in Aleppo that killed 87 people. Both areas have become sites of heavy fighting in recent months as part of Syria's civil war. Dow is down 22 points. It's at 13,513. This is NPR. More than 8,000 school bus drivers and aides in New York City are on strike over job protection, forcing parents to get their kids to school some other way. More than 150,000 students have been affected, including many special needs children, such as 7-year-old Macy, who uses a wheelchair. Her regular bus has a ramp, but with her bus driver on strike now, Macy's dad, Peter Curry, has had a much more complicated day.
Which means, you know, transferring her to the car, breaking down the wheelchair, getting here, setting up the wheelchair, transferring her from the car, when normally she would just, you know, wheel right into the school bus.
Other parents relied on subways and carpools. Bad weather also compounded the problem. The former governor of South Carolina is looking to make a political comeback. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports Mark Sanford is running for Congress.
Sanford is launching his campaign for South Carolina's first congressional district, calling himself a leader on fiscal responsibility. The Republican is hoping voters will judge him on his plan to cut spending and not on his personal failings. Sanford's tenure as governor was marred in 2009 when his office claimed he was hiking the Appalachian Trail, but he was really in Argentina involved with a woman who was not his wife. Sanford is running in a special election for the congressional seat he held for 6 years before he was governor. It was vacated when South Carolina's governor appointed Tim Scott to succeed Senator Jim DeMint, who's leaving the Senate to head up the Heritage Foundation. The primaries are in March. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
U.S. stocks remain mixed with the Dow off 21 points. This is NPR News.